Hello and welcome back. It is once again me, your favorite deputy of Movie Deputy Reviews, here to bring you an unusual movie today. So sit down, strap in, and hang on because this is going to be a ride. Whether or not you decide to jump off the ride midway, that's completely up to you. And honestly, with this movie, I wouldn't blame you. This is just one of those... Okay, in the last 10 years, I have reviewed over 2,000 movies. I can easily say that this is one of the worst that I have ever seen. If that gives you any idea about where I'm going to be on the score, I do hope that that has created a little bit of curiosity. And I am, of course, giving this a guilty rating because movies that go down this type of a path, they're just... It's impossible to give them anything but a guilty rating on the deputy scale. Now, you may be wondering if I'm just basing that off my personal feelings or if I'm basing that off of Movie Deputy criteria. And this is an instance where both. This is definitely staying true to Movie Deputy criteria. And it's also, honestly, I probably would have given it even a lower score based on my personal feelings. So yeah, let's just say... that this movie will have a niche of people that will probably love it, but those people are just... I want to say they're just too much, but they're not too really too much of anything except extremism and hate. So, if that might give you any idea of the direction I'm going with this. Now, okay, you may be thinking the opposite way of what I'm thinking on this, but so just bear with me. This movie is called Humane, if you're curious about the movie we're talking about, and it is anything but. When I walked out of this movie, I literally felt that I had lost brain cells. It was just literally, my brain was just going, oh my word. And the screen I went to see this in seats approximately 130 people. I was the only person in there. That did not surprise me at all once I kind of saw how the movie was starting and getting going and everything. The big thing about this movie is population reduction goals and population control. That is the biggest part of this movie. And it, believe it or not, it only gets worse from there. It focuses on... basically, the world is dying, the Amazon rainforests are gone, there's food shortages, there's people dying in the streets, and so the Athens Accords have, basically the global network of countries have come together, and they've determined that every country needs to eliminate 20% of its citizens, either by volunteer or... by force, and that just kind of go, like I said, it gets worse from there, if that's even possible. In the United States, there's the DOCS, it's the Department of Citizen Strategy, and you can volunteer with this group to die. And don't worry, I'm not giving any spoilers here. And in order to do that, by doing that, you can earn an amount of money for your family, and you can just kind of set things in place. So that part, you're probably thinking, okay, well, that sounds good. No. It just, I'm trying to think how to say that, what I want to say without being vulgar and without giving away spoilers. But in this particular story, you have a very prominent family and they haven't gotten together forever. You've got one that's a recovering addict. You've got one that's a narcissist. You've got somebody that works in the drug industry that is just very involved in things that they shouldn't be involved in. You've got just a lot of different things going on in this family dynamic. Then you've got, this family's also dealing with Asian hate. And you can, obviously, you know the inspiration of where that came from. And it's just compounds. And like I said, it's population control. It's anti-pain patients. There's specifically a comment in this movie that is against people who are on anything for chronic pain or chronic health conditions. There is severe media censorship. There is news that fake news in the sense that they are trying to scare people. It is very pro-illegal immigration. It is very pro the LGBTQ community, which I'm sure that'll have its own thing with that too. Not that there, surprisingly, there is no LGBTQ characters in here, but the topic comes up in the movie. And then, of course, they're making a big deal in this movie also about white privilege, which don't even get me started on that, because I mean, there is no such thing as white privilege. Agree with me or not, feel free to chime in on that conversation. But you look at all these different groups for all these different minorities, and it's like, okay, what's out there for us? We are the minority anymore. So if you hate on that, that's fine. If you want to turn the show off based on that, guess what? You know where the button is. But that's my thoughts on that. But this movie is just, it's all of that wrapped into one. As it comes down to one of the people that has volunteered themselves kind of going down this path, the other person that was volunteered no longer is able to do it. And so then it becomes a kill or be killed situation, because they were promised a certain amount of bodies. The docs, Department of Citizen Strategy, were promised a certain number of bodies, and they weren't leaving without that number of bodies. So how that all plays out is kind of what's going on here. And in the midst of this is a child in all of this. If it wasn't screwed up enough, and screwed is not the word I want to use, but I don't really want to have to censor my show. So this one is just, I kept hoping, okay, it's got to get better. It's got to have some redeeming quality. Like at the end, it's just got to show that there was something positive at the end of all of this. And I won't spoil the ending for you, but the ending is so bizarre. It almost does not fit with the rest of the story. And it just leaves you, the screen cuts black and then it goes to the scene. And you're wondering what you're watching. You're like, what? It's like, when, where, why? Like I said, it doesn't even really fit with the rest of the story with no explanation. So here you're watching a story where there really is no story except far left extremisms. And then after you watch the whole thing play out, it's not spoiling it to say it doesn't have a happy ending. That's not spoiling this. But how, like I said, how it ends is just not what you would expect at all. It, like I said, it doesn't even fit with the rest of the movie. And so it's like, did one person make the movie and another person make this ending? It literally makes you wonder that. It's just that far out there. So you may be wondering the score that I gave this. Well, okay. It's no surprise to anybody who's listened to me for any length of time that I am a constitutionalist. Proud constitutionalist. I'm a registered independent, but a proud constitutionalist. And so the take that this movie had on all of this, on the basically the whole eat the rich type mentality, just, and like with all these other things mixed in, it's like, it couldn't just pick one idea and run with it. No, it had to combine every idea by the far left extremists and try to cram it into one movie with a weak freaking story. That's putting it mildly. So you're probably wondering the score I gave this. If you have made it with me this far, I'm not going to disappoint you. I have given Humane a generous 1.75 out of 10 on the deputy scale. So if you were at all familiar with the deputy scale, a 2 is painful, confusing. A 1 is downright horrible, unwatchable. To just say that this movie was painful was an understatement. I debated about this for a bit, and it's like, okay, I've got to go a quarter point down from painful, confusing. It's like the movie just does not deserve a flat 2. So I hope this has at least helped inform some people. If this upsets you, so be it. Free speech. I am not saying anything against any of these communities, but if you want to believe this way, in my opinion, that's part of the problem. So this, like I said, this movie just crosses so many boundaries, it does not even know where to stop. So I hope I have satisfied the curiosity that I created on Twitter on the night that I watched this, because I hinted to a movie that was so bad I lost brain cells before I was even done watching it. And I told people to come back today if they wanted to see what movie I was talking about. And obviously this is the one that I was referring to. So again, if you tuned in today just because of that, welcome aboard. I hope you hit those buttons to always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. I am excited about the movies we are going to be talking about next week. They are going to be much better than yesterday's and today's. Though I will say that Boy Kills World was a lot more entertaining, even though it lacked any substance. It was still a lot more entertaining than this one was. So, if you are looking for a movie to watch this weekend, I have not seen Challengers yet. I'm actually going to be watching that tomorrow. I know I should have probably done that because that's one of our bigger movies this weekend. But I am going to be bringing that one to you as well as Unsung Hero. So which one of those will you like better, do you think? Well, be sure to tune in next week and find out. I am excited to talk to you then. Okay, bye-bye.